Family members and survivors of the bombing of the Murrah building were stunned by the news of the delay in the execution of Timothy McVeigh. Now they want to understand how the FBI could have made such a huge mistake, and they want to know what's next. NPR's Debbie Elliott has the story from Oklahoma City.
It was a busy day yesterday at the Oklahoma City National Memorial as scores of people came to see the bombing site, now a lawn with 168 empty chairs, one for each person killed in the attack. But for the people who survived the bombing or lost a friend or relative, yesterday was a day of uncertainty. They had prepared themselves for the end of Timothy McVeigh's life on Wednesday. 300 people had planned to watch the execution on a special closed-circuit feed here. Now those plans are on hold. Survivor Paul Heath is a retired Veterans Administration psychologist who helped start a support group for victims of the bombing. He says the government's decision to postpone McVeigh's death has added yet another lump to what he calls the long, bumpy road to justice.
And I think the average person felt a tremendous emotional roller coaster effect from the decision.
For some, the result has been anger and frustration.
I think it's inexcusable.
Janet Walker's husband David worked with the Department of Housing and Urban Development. He was one of the 35 HUD employees killed in the bombing.
This is not a good thing at all to have at the 11th hour come up and 3,000 documents. How do you lose 3,000 documents? You know, I've heard them say, well, you know, we've transported over 200,000. Well, big deal. I mean, this is the biggest case they've ever had, ever. You just don't lose or archive or put in a closet 3,000 documents.
Walker is so disheartened by the revelation, she's rethinking her position about the government's behavior in the whole case.
My husband worked for the federal government. I worked for the state government. And if anybody said anything about the government, I just got outraged. I was so mad during the trials that anybody would say that the government knew this or they were involved in that or they had a warning first. And it just made me sick at my stomach. And then when this came out, I thought, oh my God, have I been the one that's wrong?
All kinds of conspiracy theories were being rehashed on the talk radio circuit in Oklahoma City yesterday. But survivor Robert Roddy, an appraiser with HUD, says it was just a mistake. A mistake that underscores his concern about the death penalty.
I don't think we should have this rage against the FBI. I think that's misplacing the rage. What enrages me is that we've come to expect these institutions to be error-free, to work perfectly, to administer the ultimate punishment to a human being when we know that no body, no thing, no institution does function perfectly.
Another survivor, Priscilla Salyers, says she's not worried that the documents will be enough to jeopardize McVeigh's conviction.
You know, it's embarrassing. It's hard, you know, it's hard on the FBI, but I don't think that they've messed up the case. I really don't.
Salyers, who was planning to watch the execution next week, says no matter what happens now, she'll cope.
You know, we have been through so much and so many things that hurt us, and we've gotten through it all, so we're going to get through this too. And regardless of whether McVeigh ever gets executed, my life is going to go forward.
Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Oklahoma City.